Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wouldn't it be cool to be George Washington so you could use a dollar bill as a photo ID?
9:52 on The Ticket. Thanks for listening to the T-Box once again this week. I think next week, we're going to have a gentleman on that literally changed the face of golf. Everybody thinks about inventing something and thinking you're going to be rich beyond your wildest dreams and everybody needs it, and you pretty much invent a brand name. This guy did in the world of golf.
Really?
We'll talk to him next week. But I want to thank J.C. Anderson for popping in this week. Appreciate it.
Rick, it's been great.
Hackberry Creek, if you ever need any lessons, go to Hackberry and
thanks
ask for J.C. Anderson.
There you go.
Because he is a director of instruction.
What does that mean?
You better call him and find out. Is there a number you want to give out or anything, or website?
Call Hackberry Creek.
Call Hackberry Creek and ask for J.C. You don't have any dots in your J.C. It's just J.C.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, it doesn't stand for anything. It's not like James.
It's not an abbreviation?
No.
It's not initials?
Mm-mm.
Just J.C.? J.C.,
just J.C., yeah.
Are you part of a lineage?
No, it's like that Johnny Cash boy named Sue.
Ah.
And I'm not going to name any kids J.C., but... it's a little different because I'm a little different, I guess.
Gotcha. I want to thank Todd Hamilton from the PGA Tour for popping on, setting us straight on why he put an ad in the paper for a caddy. So we got that straightened out. And I want to thank Jason and MR and lovely Layla. And I think we head on out to Ticket Stock Central.
They were good.
At a Plano Convention Center. Spring Creek Parkway.
Hi, Rick.
He didn't sound like petty at all.
Hi, Rick.
As Gen X Davey is bashing Reiner over something.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How's it going out there? Busy already?
I don't think it's open yet.
There's a big line waiting to get in. They're about to open the doors.
Is there some athlete here? Is that why there's a line?
Or who's today, Kat?
Or is it for me?
Isn't Jim McMahon today?
Jim McMahon's tomorrow.
Mm. Who's today?
Josh Howard, maybe?
Antonio Bryant.
Ah. Oh. He's still with the Cowboys?
Danny Gamble. It's Cowboy line.
Brendan Morrow will be here today.
Very nice.
Brendan Morrow should bring his wife.
There's a tough
guy.
That's
I'm interested in.
Yeah, she's nice.
Hey, JC.
One, two, three, check. Oh, talk to me.
You guys are loud.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Consider him sitting here with Rick.
Why are we having... Are Dan Campbell's on?
Yeah.
Isn't he the high school football preview guy?
No, that's...
Dave Campbell.
That's Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
So, how was last night?
It was great. Where were you?
AWOL.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Was it good for us now?
You know, it was an odd night. The place was packed in here.
Always is on Friday.
We had a huge crowd.
Right.
And the band was about as good as it's ever been, I guess.
Thank you.
We had a nice set.
Mm-hmm. What'd you sing, Davey?
With all the people who showed up to see us perform...
I sang Relax, by the way.
Oh, okay, good.
None of them enjoyed it, I don't think.
Well...
Not until Grego got up there and sang.
That was
Did anyone seem to have any interest?
That was the all-time Time Wasters event last night.
Thank you, David.
Literally?
Yes, it was at the very end of the show, right before, you know, the traditional closer of Sweet Hardline. Mm-hmm. Grego came out to, get everybody back on stage. And the band starts busting into various ZZ Top songs. And Gordo's goading Grego to start singing and coaching him on the words. And then Grego just takes off. He sang two ZZ Top songs.
Really?
Yeah, we had a report that Grego had a few in it.
There's no other way he would.
Last night we set a record for beer sales.
Wow.
Is that for the Plano Center in general? Oh, we set a Plano Center record.
For Texas?
Well, how often do they sell beer? Once a year?
Every ticket stop.
Okay.
How was the highly touted midget wrestling?
That might be the emergency break of the week next week.
Why? They only had one?
Well, they didn't so much have... you know, generally when you think of wrestling, you think of like
midgets,
a script.
Right.
And you think of like a well-choreographed show.
Uh-huh.
Not so much?
No.
I think they came in and kicked their butts.
So they just arm wrestle or something, or what? What was the bit?
Yeah, no, they came up and they... I don't know. You know what they needed? They needed the Ron Jeremy guy to
With
do more...
Wiener?
What?
What?
The MC.
The MC guy.
The big fat MC.
Yeah.
They needed him to do more commentary and be funny and get the crowd going and stuff. But
he was just being rah, rah.
But he would only do it like every 5 minutes or so.
Yeah,
so it would just be dead time.
Total dead silence, no music. Just crickets and then, you know,
midget squealing.
Around.
No production value whatsoever. How was the...
Sick hamsters.
Yeah.
How was the Torture King?
I think the Torture King is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's in Big Dick's Wild Ass Circus.
Ah.
I think, is it tomorrow?
I thought it was last night.
Torture King? Oh. Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Excellent.
Is Zamora a woman?
No. You're thinking of Diane Zamora.
Well, didn't Norm have...
killed her.
Torture King
lover.
Oh. What's that?
Didn't Norm have the Torture King on yesterday, or...
Yeah, I don't know why. It's
Norm struggling these days.
Yeah, he is.
Norm's taking a page out of Big Dick's book.
Norm was letting listeners remove his spine, though, last night, which was awful nice of him.
Just reaching in the small of his back and pulling out his spine and holding it up.
Woo-hoo!
Good visual. And what do you have planned for today?
Articulating and swinging back and forth.
What does the WANT have today?
We're going to send Davey out with a wireless mic.
Yes,
that's a ticket stock tradition.
Yes, it is. It's a staple.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think the only ticket stock tradition is on Saturday at ticket stock when you have a group of people looking at you with blank stares.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened last night, too.
Gosh, it's such
It's really uncomfortable. You realize what a loser you are and how unfunny you actually are.
Yeah, you're thinking that people are enjoying it when you're on the air.
I thought I was funny, Corbin. You think you're funny?
Absolutely.
Well, something. But seeing a person, you just see these Stepford listeners out there just staring at you, nothing.
Just looking at you. You're up here laughing and high-fiving, and they're just looking at you.
Just crickets everywhere. Well, we hope you get more.
Yeah, Davey's got big...
He's
Santa nose.
Crying, punching his knee because he's just laughing so much.
Do you want to hear the hawk?
Yeah, can we hear the Corby bird?
The new one? No, the
that's
new one.
That's Corby dolphin.
That's me swimming up.
Do you know what it's called, Corby? In the Inco?
No, we can find it in the break, though. I know where it is in the Inco.
Corby bird of prey?
It's like... If you go to 74000 and go up, it's somewhere in there.
What does that mean to the listener?
Nothing. I'm just telling you, that's where it is. I told you I'd do it in a break.
Interesting. All right, boys.
Well, Rick, are you coming out at all?
I don't know. I'm going to try to.
That's a
You're so AG.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's not avid golfer.
He's not
now.
Ticket anymore.
I am
he's
Ticket.
AG.
No, I'm Ticket.
He's AG.
You don't need
yeah, by the way, did y'all relaunch again this week?
Did you get...
That was last month.
There it is.
What?
Play it again.
Crank that up.
What were you laughing at?
The full laugh is funnier because that's at the end of a giant laugh. I'm laughing...
That sounds computer generated.
I'm laughing at a Reiner screw-up that was just hilarious. I know we have that in there because it's right there, too. It's Reiner's senior moment. It's in the same area as that laugh.
All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous? Here, take
Grab
the mic.
Grab the mic. Why don't you get the mic, okay?
I got you, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right, well,
All right, well first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm smoking. Come on now, I'm smoking.
Gosh. Wow. What part of the Andes does that bird hail from?
Turn up the stationery.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's a good Corb.
So, you can look forward to that all day, Rick.
Maybe I'll have to stop on down there to see if I can catch that bird of prey.
Okay, that's a good little All right, thank you, Rick.
See you guys.
That's Rick Arnett from the recently relaunched Avid Golfer magazine. Make sure you check out their new look.
Find it on newsstands somewhere.
Yeah.
By the way, Janine Turner's on the cover this week.
She's good.
How'd you nail her?
I interviewed her.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I interviewed.
That was your deal?
Yeah.
She's nice.
Oh, wow. Does she look cute?
She looks incredible.
Really? Is she married?
No.
That is public knowledge.
Not official.
Well, how do we know?
Well, let's just say...
I do.
You don't know nothing.
You are on such a limb right now.
What? Okay, fine.
Anyway, Davey, have you seen the cover?
Yeah, I actually saw it at the office the other day.
You, of all people, she looks pretty good, huh?
Yeah, she does. How old is she?
She's 41.
Wow.
Was she married to Mark Grace?
No, she dated him.
Okay, she did date him.
She dated him, Baryshnikov, Sylvester Stallone.
At once?
What?
At the same time?
Let's see who else. I'm trying to think.
Baryshnikov?
Yeah, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Person.
Stallone. I don't know.
Stuart Cedar.
Somebody else. I don't know. But she's fun, to say the least.
All right.
Did you get Flo while you were talking to her?
What's Flo?
Chubby?
No. No, Flo, it wasn't one of those interviews.
Chubby.
Yeah.
Flo is a 28-day thing.
I write for a family magazine, so it was. I couched it as such. Because it's AG, baby.
All right, Antonio Bryan is coming up next.
No, what? He's not going to be joining.
See you guys.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
This is The Ticket. KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman-Denison. KTDK Sanger.
I state your name. Do hereby pledge allegiance to Ticket Stock 2004. With Liberty and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket for All.
Amen.
Yes. Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. Today at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.